Farm, Richard Gisbert, and you're at the Listening Post. This week, CNN fires a senior journalist over a Twitter comment and the storm that comment provoked.
Mourning the death of a Shiite cleric classified as a terrorist by the U.S.
Against the odds, Google and China are still doing business. The Russian magazine and website that won't accept just anybody, it's called Snob. And the stop motion video that puts the animation into graffiti. It has grown into the social network of choice for political demonstrators, celebrities, even world leaders. But for CNN's former senior Middle East editor, Octavia Nasser, updating her Twitter feed proved to be a career ender. Ms. Nasser used Twitter to pay her respects to the Grand Ayatollah Mohammed Hussein Fadlallah, a prominent Lebanese Shia leader who recently passed away. Sheikh Fadlallah was a complex figure in the Islamic world. He was considered a voice of moderation, known for defending the rights of Muslim women. But he was also an avowed enemy of Israel, and in the United States, his ties to Hezbollah made him a wanted man. By firing Octavia Nasser over her tweet, CNN opened itself up to criticism and renewed charges that although it is a network with a global reach, it remains at its editorial heart an American news outlet that often toes the political line and is particularly sensitive to criticism by the pro-Israel lobby. Our starting point this week is the nexus between cyberspace and the mainstream news media, the perils of Twitter's side, and the growing lack of tolerance for nuance in the reporting of certain stories in the U.S. media.
A message on networking site Twitter has cost a longtime CNN employee her job.
Octavia Nasser said something that offended the wrong people, and that's what got her fired.
So is the liberal media not so liberal after all?
It is such an egregious, a blatant case of hypocrisy and double standards.
She posted a message on her Twitter account mourning the death of a Shiite cleric classified as a terrorist by the U.S.
There have been a lot of people who say, what, this is just ridiculous.
People who demonstrated, remember...
The case against Octavia Nasser, a Lebanese-born journalist who had been with CNN for 20 years, started with this Twitter message. Sad to hear of the passing of Syed Mohammed Hussein Fadlallah, one of Hezbollah's giants I respect a lot.
I think the cautionary tale here is that she said exactly the kind of thing that you can't say in American media and paid the price for it. That's the lesson. The lesson isn't that Twitter doesn't allow you time to write a long message. We know that. It's what kind of message you're writing.
People like HonestReporting.com, a group dedicated, it says, to defending Israel against prejudice in the media. It asked, is Nasser a Hezbollah sympathizer? The journalist quickly blogged that her short tweet was a mistake, that she did not respect the cleric's support for suicide attacks against Israeli citizens, or his view that the number of Jews killed in World War II had been inflated. But, as she explained, Fadlallah took a contrarian and pioneering stand among Shia clerics on women's rights. He called for the abolition of the tribal system of honor killing. He warned Muslim men that abuse of women was against Islam. The blog offered the kind of nuanced explanation that Nasser's Twitter message lacked. But by this time, Fox News and other right-wing and pro-Israel organizations were on the story.
In America, there is a very well-organized and very well-funded attack machine on the right that constantly goes after the media on the pretense that the media is too liberal and is too sympathetic to America's enemies. The problem is that, financially speaking, these large organizations are in some trouble. They have been for a long time, so they are especially sensitive to these kinds of charges of bias wherever they come from.
Reformist supporters took to the streets.
So CNN fired Nasser. The network, which refused our interview request, issued a statement. We have decided that she will be leaving the company. She fully accepts that she should not have made such a simplistic comment without any context whatsoever. We believe that her credibility in her position has been compromised.
I don't think anyone that is in the region would find what she said particularly surprising or particularly shocking or troubling. I do think that what CNN meant is that they have a credibility problem with certain American institutions or political figures, getting back to this idea of the Israel lobby. That's the credibility problem that CNN's talking about.
I would be careful about making this an issue just about Israel. This has to do more with a faction in the United States that is very committed to this notion of a war of civilizations. They're just not inclined to see someone like Saeed Fadlallah as a complicated figure, which he clearly was, and that was Ms. Nasser's real sin, was offering this picture of Saeed Fadlallah that recognized that he was a complicated figure.
This is part of the problem with American media, the inability of the United States media to deal with the nuances of realities in our region here in the Arab world, where you can look at somebody like Fadlallah and say 99% of what he did was extraordinarily humanitarian. And one dimension of his life was that he also supported the resistance against the Israeli occupation of South Lebanon. And in the mainstream American media, that disqualifies him.
Another nuanced aspect to this story, one that clearly made no difference to CNN, is that Fadlallah had many admirers outside Lebanon, including some prominent figures in Baghdad.
The Iraqi government is in large part formed by many of Ayatollah Fadlallah's followers, including Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who went to Lebanon to pay his respects to Saeed Fadlallah. So the irony here is that for many on the American right, they support the Iraq war, but when a journalist like Ms. Nasser expresses some measure of respect for Fadlallah, that's just unacceptable.
We're at the international desk. This is the
CNN calls itself a global news network, but is based in the U.S. and has been criticized before for caving under the pressure of the pro-Israel lobby. Here's one example. Gilo is an illegal Israeli settlement in Jerusalem. CNN used to call it that. The Israel lobby complained. Now CNN calls Gilo a disputed neighborhood. AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, is the most influential pro-Israel lobby group in Washington.
To remove Hamas from its control of Gaza.
CNN's lead political anchor is Wolf Blitzer. He used to work for AIPAC.
Wolf Blitzer's history with AIPAC hardly ever comes up. If you can imagine a counterexample, someone like Wolf Blitzer, someone of his stature, having worked previously at the Arab American Anti-Discrimination Committee or some comparable organization, that would be something that would come up quite often. It's a curious standard and one that leads you to wonder what the rules are exactly in this realm.
One of the journalistic rules on possible conflicts of interest is to disclose everything. CNN's website has an extensive bio of Wolf Blitzer that goes back to his first job with Reuters, but there is no mention of Blitzer's work with AIPAC. Not a word. What rankles people in the Middle East about this story is what they call the double standard. They remember those Danish cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad that upset so many Muslims in 2006, but were defended by Westerners who said Arabs and Muslims had so much to learn about freedom of expression, about journalism.
You know, when the Reuters or the Thomson Foundation or the Wall Street Journal or any of these Western groups from the U.S. or Europe or anywhere come to this region and say, we want to help you with freedom of the press and to train your journalists, we'll say, well, why don't you go run a training program for CNN first and then come back and train us.
That's the idea. The idea was...
One final point on Octavia Nasser. The journalist accused of sympathizing with Islamic extremists isn't even a Muslim. She's a Lebanese Christian who happened to care about Muslim women and admired a cleric who tried to help them. It cost her her job.
And here's how our Global Village voices see the firing of Octavia Nasser.
The firing of Octavia Nasser certainly seems unjustified, especially after so many years of complying with CNN's agenda for covering the Middle East. She was only expressing sympathy for the death of a leading spiritual figure, one who had close ties to the highest members of the Iraqi government, supported by the United States.
From the outside, it certainly seems to have been a knee-jerk reaction. And the most worrying thing for me is that if you're prepared to sack someone with 20 years' experience and lose that experience from your organization because you're afraid of some short-term bad publicity, then that's worrying for the future of journalism. You know, we have to separate the activity of doing journalism with the appearance of objectivity.
I believe that somebody can be fired for expressing an emotion of the moment is really outrageous. And not only is it outrageous, but the fact that she is the second highest ranking American Arab journalist to lose her job over comments that were never intended, but were casual. That is a frightening situation, I think, here in the United States.
If you've got an opinion on the way news is covered that you'd like to get on the air as one of our Global Village voices, Facebook and Twitter are the best ways for you to go. We've now got over 4,000 fans on Facebook. Many of them go there to find out what stories we're working on so they can weigh in with an opinion on the media. Or you can just get in touch with us via email. We're at listeningpost@aljazeera.net.